Kennedy
doesn't get it.
Podcast.
Yo, so I was thinking, like, Mike, what's like? Who are? I think we got an issue. Well, and we're gonna solve it right here. I got it. What's your top five? Like women.
Top five women. I ain't indulging in this with y'all.
My wife would be number one.
Oh wow, yeah.
Celebrities. Not to say your wife shouldn't be celebrated, but yeah, you know. Yeah.
No. Number no particular order. I got Megan Good, Rihanna, Sanaa Lathan. I'm gonna say Kelly Rowland. And then my fifth one, I always keep open, man, just depending on the weather that day.
Okay.
That was a pretty good top five.
That is pretty.
Even though I'm not indulging, though.
but you approve.
I do approve.
The reason why I asked, you slid Kelly Rowland in on me. Kelly ain't usually in your top five. She has been in my top five for years.
My wife will attest. She has been in my top five for years. But then Beyonce has, she stepped her game up.
That's the token chocolate, man.
All right. And that's okay, where I'm going right, with it. I'm glad right, you said right, this.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Why when we make top five celebrity lists or celebrity crushes or, you know, the star for certain TV shows or who we put on a magazine cover or whatever it may be, when we're spotlighting a female, she's usually like lighter. Man, why the darker skinned sisters can't get no love, man? I mean, they starting to now. But like over the grand scheme of maybe like the last 100 years or so, he's just been light and bright. What's up with that, man?
I think that you and I were talking once, and I was telling you that I was on social media or I was on the internet or something, and I saw some women. I was like, man, she's beautiful. And I was going to the next one. I was like, man, she's beautiful. And then I looked at all the ones. I was like, man, she's beautiful. And they were all light. They're lighter, all light, lighter women.
Yeah.
And then I started really thinking, like, is that me? Like, do I have a type?
Yeah.
And that's not the case because I've dated dark-skinned women. I've dated, you know, I had dark-skinned girlfriends, but I've also had light-skinned girlfriends.
Yeah.
My wife is of the fairer complexion.
Of the fairer complexion.
As my son has said, when he was older, I mean, when he was younger, she would ask, you know, what color is daddy? And daddy is brown. What color is mommy? Mommy was white. Mommy then turned tan.
Okay.
Mommy was pink for a while. Hmm. She turned beige.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So mommy has been...
shades of brown.
Shades, different shades. Yeah,
different
yes,
shades of brown.
Different
All of
shades.
Those are shades of brown.
Pink is not a shade of brown.
Pink is
a shade of red, which is neither, the shade of brown.
Neither is white.
White don't is
but the point that I was making was, am I attracted to a certain type? And after I honestly thought about it, I had to do a little bit of reflection. The answer is no. It's not a different type. I love all women. I think women are beautiful, but I do think that that is what is put in front of us most of the time through Hollywood, through Hollywood, through movies, through magazines, as you stated earlier. And I think that that's an issue in regards to colorism in Hollywood and in the media.
Yeah. I mean, we also got it in our own families and own, like...
Oh, no doubt.
Like, culture. Oh, my... Like, it's like the... Like, you know, the light... So me and Marty from Ridgeway. And there's a saying. They call it the Red Bone Ridgeway. If you want a light skinned girl, you got to go to Ridgeway. That's what they say. Like we grew up like hearing that stuff, and so it's like almost like a caste system. If you was light, you automatically got like promoted to like this higher level of beauty, like over other girls. When it's like, man, this beautiful woman of all complexions.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, it's America, but we got a little bit of everything over here. So it's like, man, like to you know, not saying that like. Obviously, you know, I think light-skinned women are beautiful. But I over time, as I got older, I was like, yo, man, these dark-skinned sisters are... Because let me back up. Not just dark-skinned people. Because one thing I noticed about dark-skinned people, and I'm not the lightest, but I'm not the dark. I don't get into all that. But I noticed something about darker-skinned people. Like, blemishes, like, on their skin. Like, you almost, like, never see a darker-skinned person with jacked-up skin. Because, like, their skin looks so smooth and so small. It's, Yeah.
Example. The track star girl.
Who?
From the Olympics.
Shakar?
No.
Oh, you had to say it like that. Talking from Jamaica?
No, not from Jamaica. She won the... Oh, goodness, man. Y'all don't know who I'm talking about. She's from New York. No, or New Jersey.
Oh, she's married to the football player.
No, track star.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Richardson.
No.
That's not her?
No.
Oh, well, I don't
know. She ran the Olympics this year?
Yes, she won. Like, she won gold and...
dark skin?
Yes, very dark.
Oh.
Extremely dark.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm about to Google her real quick.
Well, while Marty is... The producer extraordinaire is doing his homework over there. One of the things I love about the black race is that we have a rainbow within our own race itself, right? Mm-hmm. And it goes from a fair skin to the darkest of dark skin, but it's all beautiful.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really try to be mindful of in regards to colorism, even with my students, a lot of times we go outside for recess. Mr. Glover, it's too hot. Mm. I don't want to get black.
Oh, that used to burn me.
Yeah.
That was a bad choice of word. But
I used to always sit up there and say, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Or, I don't want to look all so and so. And it's like, you're making it seem as if darker is ugly. Mm-hmm. And it's not. And so I would always tell them to cut that out. Like, you don't say that. Even when I see my girls with their natural hair, I always try, oh, I love your hair. When mm-hmm. they come in with a big fro, the bigger the fro, man, I love your hair. Where'd you get all that hair, girl?
Yeah.
You better not straighten that thing out. Because yeah. I want them to understand that there's beauty in that. Right. We don't have to subscribe to the European standard of what beauty should look like.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing that I want people to realize. And in Hollywood, ironically, dark-skinned men
mm-hmm.
get a lot more press and a lot more than dark-skinned women do.
Right. Yeah.
If you look at a lot of in Hollywood, you have a lot of dark-skinned men in Hollywood as actors compared to what you have for dark-skinned women.
All right. No, you're right. That's absolutely true, man. I'm not exactly sure what that's all about. I know we talk about, on the male side of things, light-skinned dudes being played out, or light-skinned dudes coming back, or is dark-skinned dudes in style or whatever.
Yeah,
he acting real light-skinned right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As if lighter skin has some sort of effect on you that it makes you snobby and high-minded about yourself. And so it's like you can't do certain things because, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I remember Queen. When with Halle Berry, this was like the mini series, came out in the mid or early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It was Alex Haley's Queen, which was a continuation of Roots.
Oh, okay.
And
I ain't never seen Roots or Queen.
Oh, wow. Well, Alex Haley's Queen came out, and Halle Berry played one of the actresses, and she was, of course, this is when Halle first burst on the scene, and mm-hmm. Halle was the baddest thing walking this planet. And in the scene, she was, she was basically yelling out, I's Negra, But the thing is, we have to remember, there is no light skin, dark skin, because when people look at us, we're black.
Yeah, you black.
You black.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, I guess back in slavery, they was all that. High yellow mulatto. Side note. How do we know? How we do the slave man talk like this, master? Don't we please? How we know slaves talk like that? How do we know?
In broken English.
Yeah, I've been working hard, master. It's like, what if they did talk like that, but it was on, like, you know how black people are. Like, they'll put on a front at work, but then when they get with their boy, oh my God, I'm so tired of speaking like that to that man. Oh, heavens.
Master doesn't want you to think that you're smarter than him, right. So you has to go and speak in broken English. Right. But then when you get in the slave covers, man, I'm about tired of master, man. Mm. Get on my nerves.
Yeah, he master me. Need master these.
Master me. I ain't no.
I really ain't no slave. I'm just pretending. But if you had that whip and that gun, that's the only reason I keep showing up to this job.
when I get to the slave cupboard, I'm sitting here looking at the rules and the laws and stuff, reading that, like, Section 3, Article 5 says.
Right, right. And he think I don't be reading the Bible that. I be reading the parts he take out. So he ain't supposed to be doing this stuff. But we gonna figure it out. Dang. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna figure it out. Oh, what's that mouth? Oh. Yes, sir. I was just telling my kid that they got to listen to yous, because yous the boss of us. Oh, Lord, Master, please, Jesus, don't hit me no more, Master. Because the reason why I say that is because there's no way you go from speaking like that. So slavery ended, what, 1864?
I believe so.
I think Claflin University was founded in like 1868 or something like that. I'm like, bro, come on. How you make that jump in 3 years?
Yeah. You're already educated.
Right. Right. Here's our beautiful back queen right here.
What's her name?
Mu.
Who?
I think I'm pronouncing it right. Aething Mu.
She's straight from the motherland. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I'm saying because of her name, not because of her physical attributes. Mm. She is beautiful. Boy,
but she's dark, though. Look how smooth her skin looks.
So like, smooth.
Yeah. Beautiful skin.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I feel like dark-skinned sisters, you know, don't get the love they deserve, man.
No, they don't. Yeah. And I think that we need to make sure that we attest beauty in all shades and making sure that they understand their skin is beautiful. There are times where I look and that skin is flawless and it's beautiful. They're beautiful. And I think that we don't see it enough. And I think the reason being is because those people who make those decisions in Hollywood and on the cover of magazines, the problem is they don't look like us. Mm-hmm. And so when they're making the decisions, they're not catering to us.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the issue that we have. And so,
man, I wish Michael Jackson wouldn't did what he did to himself. He was, you know, handsome joker, little fella, man.
Oh, Mike was the man.
Yeah.
Mike said he had vinilago.
Man, spread like that.
I think you think about Sammy Sosa.
Oh, gosh.
Nicki Minaj. I heard Nicki Minaj.
Your colorism ain't just a problem with, quote unquote, black people. That's a problem in India as well.
India, that's a big one as well.
Big problem in India, bro.
They dye their skin.
They got the bleaching cream. I saw bleaching cream in Walmart one time, but that's a big thing in India.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a color. Because they brown just like we brown. Like, all the shades, same. Unless we think that human beings might actually all be the same people. But anyway, that ain't neither here nor there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's... I saw the picture of Michael Jackson, and you know, I vitiligo. I don't know, vitiligo. I'm like, but your kids didn't come out that. Either somebody lying to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't this podcast. That ain't our journey to find out who lying to who. Somebody lying to somebody about something. Yeah.
Say he had
re-vitiligo. He had re-vitiligo. I said what Michael Jackson had. Look at that. Look.
Oh my goodness.